Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Tomorrow night, if you fancy a spot of stargazing, come along to Kirstenbosch Gardens at 6:45 for Star Walks, and this is an event run by the local Astronomy Society. Since the weather is unpredictable, and sadly the stars don't shine through the clouds for us, you'll need to call the Star Line, and here's the telephone number, 088 131 1001, to check whether the event will be held and for further details. I'll give that number again at the end of this 5 minutes. You can also go to the podcast site at Fine Music Radio, that is www.fmr.co.za/lookingup, and there you will find details about the Star Walks. All are welcome, please dress warmly. One of the planets you can see in the night sky is Mars. It remains in Scorpius, rising at 7:30 at night and visible all night long. And closing on its heels is Saturn, only half an hour behind, and also in the central body of Scorpius. Jupiter is also up all night in the constellation of Leo the Lion, so we have the big visible planets all there to view most of the night. It's amazing to look at Mars and think that one day Earthlings will set foot on its surface. Elon Musk and SpaceX have been cooking up plans for a Mars mission for the past few years, and now it seems those plans have accelerated. In a tweet from the official SpaceX account, the company said it's prepared to send a Dragon capsule to Mars as soon as 2018. On Friday, the company tweeted a Happy Earth Day message saying there isn't a Mars Day yet, along with the image of a terraformed red planet. So that could have been a hint to the big announcement, which founder Elon Musk says will involve a Dragon 2 capsule with Mars as the first real test. The Dragon 2 is designed to be landed anywhere in the solar system, according to a tweet from Musk. The Dragon 2 is separate from the company's plans for a Crew Dragon capsule, one intended to transport crew into space. Musk says the Dragon 2 would not be ideal for a crewed mission to Mars, as it's about the size of an SUV, but it could work for lunar missions. The Red Dragon is part of the company's overall Mars plan, so expect news on that later this year, including mission architecture and possible payload. NASA, meanwhile, have plans to have a manned mission to Mars and is developing the capabilities needed to send humans to an asteroid by 2025 and Mars in the 2030s. Now, that's something to stay awake for. And on NASA's Journey to Mars webpage, they state, while robotic explorers have studied Mars for more than 40 years, NASA's path for the human exploration of Mars begins in low Earth orbit aboard the International Space Station. Astronauts on the orbiting laboratory are helping us prove many of the technologies and communication systems needed for human missions to deep space, including Mars. The space station also advances our understanding of how the body changes in space and how to protect astronaut health. Our next step is deep space, where NASA will send a robotic mission to capture and redirect an asteroid to orbit the Moon. Astronauts aboard the Orion spacecraft will explore the asteroid in the 2020s, returning to Earth with samples. This experience in human spaceflight beyond low Earth orbit will help NASA test new systems and capabilities such as solar electric propulsion, which we'll need to send cargo as part of human missions to Mars. But none of this is as easy as it sounds. More missions have been attempted to Mars than any other place in the solar system except the Moon, and about half of the attempts have failed. Some of these failures occurred because Mars was the first planet Earth attempted to explore, and the early exploration attempts taught us many lessons that have made subsequent missions more successful. But many failures have occurred relatively recently, proving again and again that space exploration is very, very difficult. Since 1996, Mars exploration has undergone a renaissance, with data from 4 orbiters and 4 landed missions developing a revolutionary new view of Mars as an Earth-like world with a complex geologic history. These are the current active missions on Mars, or on and around Mars. There's quite a few. There's MAVEN, the Mars Orbiter Mission, Curiosity, Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, Mars Exploration Rover, Opportunity, Mars Express, 2001, Mars Odyssey. So actually there's plenty going on, and several missions well into their development phases involving sending landers like Curiosity and Opportunity in the near future. So that's Mars, a destination for humans. And another destination for humans, maybe, Star Walks at Kirstenbosch Gardens. And here is that number to call again if you'd like to do some stargazing with us tomorrow night, weather permitting. And it's 088 131 1001. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.
FMR.